Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
It's great to be with you guys this evening on a Sunday night, and the hungry ones are at church. We know that you stayed home because you had a good excuse. Amen. As long as it's not because you had to watch BBC's Planet of the Earth, part number 17. Amen. And tonight I want to share something with you that I feel going into the Holy Spirit Fire Conference is very important. But not only for the Holy Spirit Fire Conference, even for tonight and every other time you come to church. Now, I've shared before about your measured response and how God responds to what you put out there. But it's so important for us. You know, many of you are fasting. Many of you are praying and you're trusting and believing God for a breakthrough. How many of you are trusting God for a breakthrough? Amen. Well, you know, even this morning I shared with you two stories, but the one was about the woman with the issue of blood. And if you look at that story, you will see that there was one thing about that woman that was so incredible. And that is, she had an expectation. She had an expectation where she believed that God was going to do something amazing for her. Let me ask you a question tonight. At what level is your expectation for God to do a miracle in your life? At what level of expectation do you set coming here? Or do you come thinking we're just going to have another service? I remember as a young man, when we would go into worship, the worship leader would take us on a journey into the presence of God. And I had an expectation that every time we would meet and go into worship, that we were going to go into the presence of the Lord. And I'll never forget how every Sunday, week after week, God would do it. He would show up with His presence in such a powerful way. I would get so upset when Pastor Harold would get up to preach on Sunday nights, not on Sunday mornings, because I just wanted the Spirit to move. I just wanted to see the Holy Spirit move. And if we just worshiped all night, that was good enough for me, because God would meet my expectation just in the worship. Don't get me wrong, you're very lucky you've got me preaching to you. Amen. I'm just kidding. Amen. The word is so important, but you know, and as a church, we're on a journey to what God is going to cause us to become as a part of the body of Christ. And as people come into the church and get added to the church, you will play your role in fulfilling what God wants to do here. That includes every single one of you, from you group leaders to everyone that greets at the door, to the worship leaders, to everyone, ushers, everyone that's involved in the church has a role to play. And you will play a part in doing whatever God wants to do here. But what I want to talk about this evening is your expectation when you come to a service like tonight. Because you should always come expecting the unexpected. You should always come hungry for God to do something that is not normal. Because He can do anything. Amen. Let me give you a scripture. Luke 1:37 says this: "For with God, nothing is impossible." That's it. For with God, nothing will be impossible. That means that nothing is impossible for Him. He can do anything. That means that your expectation is easy for Him, because He can go far above and beyond what your expectation is. The problem is, our God is so big And our faith is so small that we can't believe that God would want to do something like that for us. Many of us struggle with the fact that, who am I? I'm so bad and I'm so full of sin and I'm so whatever. And that's hindrance number one. The first thing you need to understand is that God has already given you His Spirit. He's already saved you. He has a plan for you. He's living on the inside of you. His Spirit is living on the inside of you. Can you say amen? How many of you know the story of Lazarus? That Jesus rose Lazarus out of the grave. Jesus called Lazarus out of the grave. And I want to show you just one verse. You all know the story. Lazarus dies and they report to Jesus that Lazarus is sick, and Jesus takes his time to get to Lazarus. And look at this verse, at what he says in John 11, 15. He says, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe, nevertheless, let us go to him. In other words, what he's saying is, I'm glad I wasn't there because you need to see this miracle take place. You need to see the unexpected. And when everybody, when Jesus arrived at the tomb of Lazarus, everybody expected nothing. They never expected that Jesus was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. They never expected an unexpected miracle because they thought he was too late. Well, I've got news for you tonight. He's always on time. He's always right on time. What you may not understand is that he's busy mending and molding you. I was talking to one of my staff, and the staff member said to me, well, you know, I asked God to do whatever he wants with me. I said, oh, okay. Well, you got what you asked for. And that's why he's mending you and molding you and showing you what's in your heart so that you can learn how to deal with that. Because in the process of him doing that with you, he will take you to a level where you can begin to expect the unexpected. Two followers of Jesus, Mary and Martha, both of them, if you studied it, didn't really anticipate that Jesus would be able to do what he did. His disciples didn't believe that he would be able to do what he did. But how many of you know he arrived right on time so that we could all see resurrection power? Your miracle, your breakthrough that you need is nothing in comparison to resurrection power. The problem with us is that we're so concerned about the characters in the Bible, the stories in the Bible. We always talk about them like they're impossible. We look at the prophets of old and we think to ourselves, well, you know, that was the prophet Elijah. And, you know, he was like Superman, you know, except, you know, Elisha had a temper, you know, so he called bears on people. But that's besides the point. They were like Superman. They were like superheroes. They were impossible. But the Bible says that they were just, the Bible actually says in the book of James, it says that Elijah was just a man like you. It says he was a man just like you, with passions and desires and problems and stuff, just like you and I. But yet he would do the unexpected. Can you imagine the faith it must have taken for Elijah to be able to go up Mount Carmel and challenge the prophets of Baal? And let me tell you, if you study it, you'll find the prophets of Baal are busy dancing around the altars. And Elijah has the confidence in his God to say to them, your God, where is he? He's sitting on a toilet somewhere. That's what it means in the Hebrew if you go study it. That's what he says to them. He basically says to them, where is your God? Is he on the toilet? Is he busy? It says, is he busy? If you study it in the Hebrew, it means he's sitting on the toilet. That's what it means in the original language. He had the confidence, he had the boldness to expect God to be able to come through for him, to the point where he took the offering, put it on the altar, and what he did was he took water and he poured water on the altar to show them that there's no fire there. There's no hidden matches. There's no voodoo or anything like that going on. He's going to call down fire from heaven. And we all know the story. The fire fell The unexpected happened. And God wiped all those false prophets out. We are living in a time right now where we need to have an expectation for God to do the impossible in our lives. Every single one of us, we are fasting and praying. Don't fast and pray for nothing. You need to have an expectation that God is going to give you the breakthrough. God said to me clearly the last 2 weeks, over and over and over in the prayer meetings in the morning at home, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. I shared with you this morning about how I believe God's wanting us to stand in the gap for breakthrough for others. But I also know that He has a breakthrough ready for you. But there's one key element that we must have, and that's expectation. We must have an expectation. Let me give you a quick story, and we'll see what God wants to do. Let's go to Acts 3, verse number 1. Acts 3, verse number 1. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. We all know the story so well, but I want to show you something tonight. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. Now watch. And fixing his eyes on them with John, Peter said, "Look at us." Now watch. So he gave them his attention, expecting. Everybody say expecting. Expecting to receive something from them. This man that was put at the gate had an expectancy to receive something from these men. He had an expectation. He saw them. Obviously, they locked eyes with him while he was sitting at the gate. And when he saw them look at him, he had an expectation that maybe they were going to meet his need today. The first thing I want you to understand is that we're about to see an incredible miracle take place. And that miracle is amazing. Amen? We're going to see it. The guy's going to get healed. But what I want to show you this evening is two things. Number one, before the miracle takes place, there's an expectation. There's an expectation. But the second thing I want to show you is this, is that the man more than likely was expecting to receive money so that he would be able to get through from today to tomorrow. Many of you are expecting God to give you a miracle, but sometimes we get so caught up in everything going on around us that we don't even believe that God will give us the basic necessities of what we're expecting. What's incredible about this story is that this man had an expectancy. He actually believed that these guys were going to give him probably more than enough to get him through maybe 1 or 2 days. And if he was really fortunate, maybe they would give him enough money for 3 or 4 days. But instead of that, because of the little bit of expectation that he had, and you must understand that John and Peter were now walking in there filled with the Holy Spirit. The presence and the power of God was present to do anything. You've got to understand that the same power that I shared with you just a moment about, that resurrection power that caused the unexpected to take place in the life of Lazarus and all those that were watching. They thought Jesus would come and probably bless him after he had died. Or maybe he would have saved him before he died. But the expectation was initially there. But then when he arrived there, there was no more expectation. But what he did was he caused resurrection power to come upon Lazarus and he rose from the dead. Peter and John were not just normal men. Why were they not normal? Because they carried resurrection power on the inside of them. They carried the unexpected on the inside of them. What you need to understand is you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, and nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. But what I love about what happens in this story. Let me read it to you. So he gave them his attention, verse number 5, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with him, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. You see, the thing is, when you have an expectancy, God can do far more and far above even that you're asking for. Because the reality is, he's a good father and he knows exactly what you need. The problem with us is that we get so caught up going through the motions that we forget that he is a God of resurrection power, and anything can happen. Nothing is impossible for him. When you come to church, you should praise him with expectation. When you come to church, you should worship him with expectation. When you have an opportunity to give, you should give with expectation. When you have an opportunity to pray, you should pray with expectation. Come on, somebody. Is there anybody out there that has a little bit of expectation for God to do the impossible, for God to take us beyond what is normal, take us past the crowds into the realm of the supernatural where anything can happen? Nothing is impossible for him. We need to have an expectation that God can do anything right now. Right now. What are you expecting? What are you trusting God for breakthrough? When you come to church, are you expecting to have an encounter with him? When you come to church, are you expecting him to meet your need? When you come to church, are you expecting to have deliverance? When you come to church, are you expecting to have your healing? You have to have an expectation. I've shared before. The prophet says to the king, he says to him that God wants to utterly destroy your enemy. All I want you to do is I want you to strike the arrow. And he strikes the arrow 3 times. And the prophet says to him, if you had only struck the arrow more than that, you would have utterly destroyed the enemy. But because you didn't, you will not have total victory. I've got news for you tonight. God wants to give you total victory. God wants to give you the unexpected. God wants to take you beyond. But listen to me. You have to tap your arrow over and over and over and over in your worship, in your praise, in your giving, in your thanksgiving, in everything you can do. You have to have an expectation. You have to believe for anything to happen. And if you don't have that expectation, you can't expect your miracle to come. Because you don't. So it won't. See, here's the problem. Is that so many people have never encountered the power of God. So many people have never encountered the presence of God. They don't know what it's like to be touched by his glory, to be touched by his presence. And suddenly, he does way above and beyond even that you expected for. Man, there are people sitting in this room. Breakthrough is going to be yours during this Holy Spirit Fire Conference. Even this week, you are going to have a breakthrough. The chains are coming off during this Holy Spirit Fire Conference. And even tonight, sir, you with the green shirt there, is that your wife sitting next to you? You don't know who is, are you to come together? Okay, well, I want to tell you, sir, that things are about to change for you. Things are about to change for you. Just wait. Things are about to change for you, sir. If you take this word tonight and you step out and begin to believe for what is far above and beyond, there will be a breakthrough that will come for you, the likes of which you have never seen or experienced before. The question is, sir, are you going to take the word for yourself or aren't you? That's what you need to decide. Amen. Take the word tonight and there will be breakthrough for you. There will be breakthrough for you, the likes of which you cannot even imagine. Let's give the Lord a clap and a shout. Come on. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Come on, somebody have a little bit of expectation. God can do the impossible. When you come to church, how do you come? When you fast, how do you fast? When you pray, how do you pray? When you give, how do you give? In everything that you do, how do you do it? Do you do it with an expectation, knowing that God can do anything for you in your worship, in your praise, in everything you do? I'm here to tell you this evening that God is wanting to meet many of your needs and give you breakthrough like you've never seen before, but you have to have an expectation. You have to have a high expectation. Now watch this. Let me give you one more scripture. You see, what you need to understand with, before Jesus came, the children of Israel had been experiencing a dry place spiritually for 400 years. Approximately 400 years, maybe a little more, a little less. And there was a man by the name of John the Baptizer who was baptizing the people for the remission of sins. And there was hope again with the children of Israel. There was a hope that came upon them. And watch this. In Luke 3, verse 15, it says, now the people, watch, were in expectation. The people were in expectation. You've got to understand, after 400 years, many of them had lost their expectation. They had lost their belief that the Messiah was going to come, that the supernatural was still, that God was still with them. They'd lost their expectation. But now that John was on the scene, they started to believe. And they even said this. It says, now as the people were in expectation and all reasoned in their hearts about John, whether he was the Christ or not. Watch what he's about to say. He says, John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal straps I'm not worthy to lose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. They were expectant that what they were seeing in John was possibly the Messiah. And John was there to tell them that their expectation is not in vain. But he wasn't the one who was going to be the Messiah. There was one coming after him who would baptize them with the Holy Spirit and fire. Not only with water for the remission of sins, but there was a whole other baptism that was on its way. And that baptism was going to give them life. That baptism was going to restore them where they could go into the presence of God. That baptism was going to supply them with something that would cause them to be able to expect the unexpected once again. The Holy Spirit was coming, and he was the gift that Jesus was going to give to all of us, which was far more than what they ever believed for. But what you must see is that there was an expectation. There was an expectation. Why is it so hard for people to believe that God wants to bless you? Why is it so hard? God wants to bless you. He wants to give good gifts to his children. He says this. He says that he will not give you a stone. He will not give you a snake. He says if you ask for his Holy Spirit, he'll give him to you. Why? Because he loves you. He sent his son to die for you so that you could have life and life. Why is it so hard to believe that he wants to bless you? But Pastor Alex, you don't know how bad I am. You don't know how bad I am. And I know he wants to bless me. But you see, it's not how bad you are or bad I am that qualifies me for the blessing. What qualifies me for the blessing is the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus qualifies me for the blessing. And then when you start to understand how great a sacrifice was made for you so that you can have that privilege, you will automatically start changing. You will automatically start changing. Your heart will begin to change. Things will begin to change. I'm here to tell you tonight, church, that the one thing necessary, the one thing left for you during this season of fasting and prayer that is necessary to give you the breakthrough that you're looking for is expectation. You need to have an expectation. Not only now during this fast and for this Holy Spirit Fire Conference, but you need to have one in every service, in every meeting, in every prayer meeting. Every time you pray for someone, you must have an expectation that God's going to do something. You must understand when Peter and John saw that layman, they had an expectation that God was going to do a miracle. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.